I thank the Lord again that we're able to be here together. As that song Brother Marcos sang, the Lord has something for us. He wants to change lives. And He will change lives. He mentioned about what happened to him when he came to the Lord, living in sin. But yet he came and brought that to the Lord, and the Lord changed his life. And I want to talk to us a little bit this evening, and I don't want to hold us a long time. I know we've had a big day. We're probably tired. But let's take some time out and look toward the Lord this evening. I want to talk to you about two different men and the way they reacted when Jesus came by. The Lord is here. He has sent His Son, and He reaches out and touches hearts. And then it's for us to respond to that. And He'll let you say no if you want to. But I ask you, don't say no. Because if you'll give your heart and life to the Lord, it'll be precious to you through life. If you're a young person here tonight, and you haven't given your heart to the Lord, I want to encourage you to do that as quickly as you can.
Yes.
Because it's going to bless you a lot, all your life long.
Amen.
And maybe you have went through life and maybe got a little older. If you're here tonight and you're older and you don't know the Lord, it's a good time to start.
Yes.
Now is the time.
Yes.
There was a man over in Mark, the 10th chapter. I want to start about the 17th verse of the 10th chapter of Mark. He talks about a young ruler. He must have felt fairly sufficient. He had plenty in life. One place it talked about him as being a rich young ruler. But there came a point in his life. Jesus was coming by, and he was hearing the teaching of Jesus, and it did something to him. He began to start thinking about, maybe I need, he's talking about eternal life. He's talking about, he says, I want to know how to have that. And so he came to Jesus. And let's pick up the story here in the 10th chapter, the 17th verse of the Gospel of Mark. And he said, when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running. This young man came running to Jesus. Thank you. He came running, and he knelt before him, and he asked him, he said, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? There's none good but God. I believe that Jesus pointed him to a higher, though Jesus was the Son of God, he also wanted him to realize your help comes from the Lord. There's none good but God. There's but one good, and that is God. 19th verse says, you know the commandments. Don't commit adultery. Don't kill. Do not steal. Why does he say these things? Why were these commandments? These were commandments of the Lord. And they're still good commandments for us today. Don't steal. Don't kill. Don't commit adultery. The reason why the Lord tells us that is not to hold back pleasure from us. It's that our life will be blessed. When you go out and you steal, it leaves a guilt in your heart. When you go out and steal, you hurt someone else. It's damaging when we do things. When we go out and commit adultery, it does something to us. It hurts us and hurts others. These are good commandments. Don't steal. Don't lie. That's in here too. Don't do these things. Don't covet what your neighbor has.
Yeah, that's right.
All these are good commandments. They're good for us in life.
Yeah.
They leave behind a pleasurable. We feel good when we do what's right.
Yes.
So God said, Jesus said to this young man, said, you know the commandments. Don't commit adultery. Don't kill. Don't steal. Don't bear false witness. Don't say things that are wrong. Defraud not. This means don't treat your brother in such a way that in front of him, maybe he thinks you're doing right, but you're doing fraud. You're taking from him by making him think you're doing right, but you're not to him. Don't do that. It's harmful to him and it's harmful to you.
Amen.
Don't do it. So Jesus said, you know these commandments, and the young man did. He said, I've done all these from my youth. But Jesus said, you still one thing you lack.
Yeah, that's right.
But listen, before he said that, 20th verse, and he answered and said unto him, no, 21st verse, then Jesus, beholding the young man, beholding him, he loved him, and said to him, notice how Jesus, when he looks at you, when he asks something of you, know that he loves you first.
Yeah.
And he's not making these commandments to you to cause you not to have happiness in life.
Amen.
On the other hand, he's really asking you to do these things that your joy may be full.
Yes.
That you won't have guilt in life.
Yes.
It's the reason why he does this. So he looked at this young man and he said, there's one more thing.
Yes.
You've done all these things from your youth and it's good that you have. But you're lacking one thing. And the Lord gave him a tremendous invitation. He said, go and sell all that you have. And you give it to the poor. And you come and follow me. And you'll have treasure in heaven. What's better than that?
Amen.
Is our riches better than having treasures in heaven? I'll tell you it's not.
Amen.
Sometimes some of the treasure that we have here, the riches that we have here, I want to be accepted by my friends. I want them to like me. So then I go, I'm willing to go and act in ways that maybe when we're in a crowd, they're doing things that we shouldn't be doing. And I want to go along with them because I want to be accepted by them. Go and sell it because it's not worth it.
Amen.
Have treasure in heaven.
This
is a tremendous invitation. Shouldn't it be something that we would be willing to accept and willing to follow the Lord? Treasure in heaven. He said, come and walk with me. Do you know what the young man could have seen if he had come and followed with the Lord? He could have been right there when Jesus opened the blind man's eyes. Listen, he could have seen it happen. He could have been right there when he began to break the bread. And kept feeding 5,000. Wouldn't you have loved to have been there?
Amen.
He could have been there and saw many things happen. He could have been right there.
Yes.
He could have been there when the woman came with a need and her daughter was possessed and she had desperate need. He could have been there when he watched Jesus look at this woman. She was a Gentile. She wasn't a Jew. And when she came to Jesus, Syrophoenician woman, she came to Jesus. Jesus said, healing is the children's bread. She said, I know, Lord. And he said, it's not meat to give the children's bread. It's not meat to give it to the dogs. In a sense, he was calling her a dog. You know what she could have done? She could have gotten her feelings hurt and went back home. But instead, she humbled down.
Yes.
She said, truth, Lord.
Yes.
She said, but the dogs get the crumbs.
Yes.
And I want some crumbs.
Yes.
He could have been there and saw that day.
Yes.
When Jesus turned to her and said, woman, you've got great faith.
Yes.
Your daughter's healed.
Yes.
He could have saw that. What treasure he missed.
Yes.
Oh, I want to tell you today, the Lord has blessings for all of us here.
Amen.
And He invites us to go and sell all that we consider our ways, our desires. He said, sell it, get rid of it.
That's right.
because I've got something better for you. I've got something for you. Treasures in heaven. Come and walk with me. Come and give your heart and life to me. Oh, I'll teach you to be fishers of men. I'll take you and I'll make your life a blessed life. That's what the Lord has for us. Treasures, heavenly treasures. But what did this young man do? Let's read on. And he was sad. Because he was sad at this saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Maybe today we feel like I've got a lot of friends. I don't want to make them feel disappointed. I don't want them to turn their back on me. I want them to still think I'm part of the group. I'm just telling you a little bit of my story right now. When I got saved, that was one of the things. I had a number of young men, number of friends that I ran with, that I would go with. And we would do things that weren't right. And the Lord was dealing with my heart, drawing me to Him. That was one of the things. I was afraid that if I got saved, I couldn't have these friends anymore. And yes, we do need to turn our back on the sin. But I want to tell you, when I got saved, there were some of them for a while. They kind of looked at me funny. Hey, look, what are you doing? And I told them, the Lord changed me. I'm different. And they kind of looked at me a little bit and listened and they turned. But as time went on, those young men, one of them later came to me and he said, I've gotten saved too. It means something for us to be faithful. And another young man, we went through that about a year. And we were still friends. We quit doing some. I didn't do the things with him that I used to do. But at the end of that year, he told me at the beginning, he said, I'll give you 2 weeks and you won't do this. You won't be saved anymore. The year went by, almost a year. And I went over there by him and I looked at him. I said, has the 2 weeks up yet? He hung his head and he said, I couldn't have done it. And I said, Matt, I couldn't have done it either. Amen. It takes the Lord.
Yes, right.
It takes the Lord.
Yes.
We've got to sell all that we have.
Right.
Got to get rid of it.
Amen.
Don't worry about what other people think. Sell. Sell it.
Yes.
Because I want to tell you, God's got treasure for you.
Yes.
And as you walk with the Lord, you're going to find a peace in your soul.
Amen.
Treasures of the Lord in your heart. And it will grow and grow and ever increase. We have that song about this kingdom of peace. That shall ever increase in my soul. We possess it. We get it right here. When He saves from all sin. And it'll last while the ages roll. Don't you want tonight to sell what you have? Don't go away sad. Don't go away sorrowful. Those riches that you may think that you have tonight, they're going to mold in your hands. They're going to rust. The moths are going to eat them up. Maybe you're young here tonight. Maybe you're young and beautiful. And everybody's looking at you and running after you. I want to tell you, it's going to mold one of these days. You're going to get older. Your beauty's going to fade away. When I was young, I had too high an impression of myself. Oh, I'm telling you. The Lord's bringing it down. I'm getting old and decrepit. It'll fade away. It'll fade away. Riches of this old world, it won't take long. They're going to fade away. There's going to be a day when Jesus comes back. He's going to come back to take us home.
Yes.
Judgment's on its way, folks.
Amen.
It's on its way.
Amen.
I want to tell you, your riches will be nothing on that day.
Amen.
You won't care in that day what other people think.
Yes.
In that day, if you're not prepared, you're going to cry for the rocks and the mountains.
Amen.
And you're not going to care who hears you. You're going to only hope that there's going to be one that'll hear you. Jesus, will you hear my... but it's going to be too late. But today is a day of salvation. Sell all that you have. Sell it. Get rid of it. It's not worth it. And come and follow the Lord. And you'll have treasure in heaven. Not only over there. You're going to have treasure now. There's blessings of the Lord now that you receive. That's just a little foretaste of what it's going to be like in heaven. I don't know what it's going to be precious in heaven. But I'll serve the Lord for what He gives me now. Precious. This young man, he was eager when he came. But then the Lord began to tell him, all you've got to do is sell. And come and follow me. And I'll give you treasure. He said, I'll give you treasure in heaven. You're going to have treasure in heaven. But he went away sorrowful because he treasured what he had more than the blessings of the Lord. And I believe when the young man walked away, I believe Jesus was sad. And he looked at his disciples and said, it's hard for those who are rich to enter into heaven. And I want to tell you tonight, it's not just money in your pocket we're talking about. We can feel like we're rich in ourselves. And it's hard. You'll have a hard time entering into the kingdom of heaven until you sell all. But the day you sell all and you come to the Lord with all your heart, He will be found of you. Salvation will come that day. Now I want to talk to you about another man. He started from a different perspective. Let's look now over in Luke, the 19th chapter. We're going to start with the very first verse. This is a story probably we all know also. You probably remember the story about Zacchaeus. Remember this? Zacchaeus? Little short man. Little short man. I don't know. I've wondered about Zacchaeus. What made him do what he did? He was a tax collector for the Romans. He was a little Jewish man that was a tax collector for the Romans. And he went around, had the authority, the Romans gave him the authority to go around and take money from people. I'm collecting this money from you because for the Roman government. And sometimes when he was doing that, he would defraud them. He would say, he would take more than what he should have. And his people realized he was a sinner man. He was wrong what he was doing. People looked on and did you know people recognize when we're sinning? They know it. Yes. One time when I was preaching to some men in a jail, had another man ask me a question. And it was a question that I was going to find hard to answer. I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to answer it in a way that would be offensive, but I knew what the truth was. Yes. And I kind of had my head bowed a little bit and praying, asking the Lord, Lord, how should we answer this? And another man right there, another prisoner, a man that was in jail, he spoke up and just spoke the truth because he knew what was right. Folks, they know when you're sinning.
That's right.
They know what to expect of you. The world knows.
Yes.
Do it right.
That's right.
They knew Zacchaeus was a sinner. They looked on and saw what he was doing. But again, Jesus came by.
Yes.
Jesus came by. And I don't know, perhaps they had heard. Maybe Jesus had walked in the village next to him. Maybe he'd been down here at Milton yesterday. But we heard that he was coming to Politili. And the word, they traveled, came up here and said, Jesus is coming tomorrow.
Amen.
And Zacchaeus heard it. And he heard him. There was a crowd following him. Zacchaeus wanted to see him. A sinner man wanted to see Jesus. Perhaps there was a longing in his heart. Maybe there was something that said, I'm tired of being me. I'm tired of doing this. I'm tired of treating people bad. Maybe he didn't like what he had become. Maybe his wife couldn't respect him. Maybe his children. Have you ever thought of this? He may have had some children. Maybe his children were growing up and they knew Daddy. They knew what he was doing. It was hard for them to like Daddy because he was being like this. All sin will hurt you. Maybe he realized, I don't want my children to know me. Like I don't want them to know I'm like this. I don't want my wife. How can my wife respect me when I'm acting like this? Maybe there was a hole in his heart and he realized he needed help. And Jesus was coming by. So he was coming and he goes over there and there's a crowd. He's a little man. He can't get up on top. He's looking. I want to see him. He can't. Jesus is going down the road. And he runs down there and he climbs up a tree. And here comes Jesus by. And he's looking down there. Maybe he's looking and saying in his heart, "Oh, I wish I could talk to him."
Amen.
And just now, he was looking down there at Jesus, and Jesus stops and he looks back up.
Amen.
I want to tell you tonight,
yes,
if you're looking for Jesus,
yes,
he's coming your way.
Yes. That's
right. If you want to see Jesus, if you need his help, if you want it, he'll look back at you. I want you to know that tonight.
Amen.
This little man climbed up in a tree because he wanted to see Jesus. And Jesus stopped and he looked up there and said, "Zacchaeus," knew his name.
Amen.
And he knows your name tonight.
Yes.
Don't think you're hiding.
Amen.
He knows you.
Yes.
And he knows what you're doing.
Yes,
he knows what's in your heart. Thank the Lord he knows what's in your
Amen.
Heart. He knows where you are. And he's coming your way.
Amen.
And I ask you tonight, look back at him. Look at him. And he looks up, Jesus looks up to Zacchaeus and says, "Zacchaeus, come down. Because I want to go to your house.
Amen.
I'm going to go home with you."
Yes.
Oh, it's precious when the Lord goes home with you, folks.
Yes.
He lives when you. He lives in your heart. He goes home with you.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. You know what? The people saw this happening. And the people said, "He shouldn't go home with him. He's a sinner man." I'm not reading this, but you can find this story in the 19th chapter of Luke. And I'm recounting it, telling it to you. But it's right here in the first few verses here of the 19th chapter of Luke.
Amen.
And the people said, they murmured at Jesus because he was going to go home and be a guest in the house of a sinner man. What a wonderful place for Jesus to be. I wouldn't be here today if Jesus wasn't willing to come and help a sinner man. But Jesus, none of us would be here tonight. You wouldn't be saved here tonight if Jesus wasn't willing to come to a sinner man's house. And I want to tell you tonight, Jesus takes pleasure in coming to your house. Oh, if he could just catch your eyes looking back at him, longingly at him, he wants to come home with you.
Amen.
I want to come home with you. And he did. He went home with Zacchaeus. You know what Zacchaeus began to do? Listen, we'll read some of this. In the 8th verse, "And Zacchaeus stood and said unto him, Lord, behold, the half of my goods I'll give to the poor." He was willing to start making recompense. He was willing to give it away, wasn't he? He was willing. He wasn't like the rich young ruler, was he? He was willing to pay whatever price needed to be paid. He said, "Lord, the half of my goods I'll give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I'll restore him fourfold."
Amen.
Y'all willing to pay fourfold what you've taken? I know when I was living for the devil, wasn't doing right. There were some things I took. And after I got saved, the Lord helped me to go back and pay those things back.
Amen.
But I didn't give fourfold back.
Yeah.
Places I gave more than what I took. But this man wanted to clear it up.
Amen.
He was willing to pay the price.
Amen.
Now think about this. Now if he went and by his tax collecting and by the extra that he stole from people, if that's how he got rich, and he was willing to give fourfold back,
Amen.
Do you think he was rich when he was through? He may have looked at his wife and said, "Honey, we're going to have to live in a tent tonight." But let me tell you, he had peace in his soul.
Amen.
And his wife could His wife could look at her husband and honor him because he was an honorable man. And his children could look at their dad and say, "Daddy, this is sure different living. This tent didn't like the other house, but I'm glad for what you did, Daddy. I'm glad for it. I can play with the neighbor's children and they don't make fun of you anymore because they know what you've done. You're a good man, Daddy. I like that." Look at the blessings of the Lord. Look what God does. Isn't that what we want? Zacchaeus was willing to humble his heart and go all the way. And listen what Jesus said to Zacchaeus this night. When Zacchaeus came and he emptied his heart to Jesus, Jesus said, "This day is salvation come to this house. For as much also as the Son of is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." And He's still doing it tonight. I want to tell you tonight that the Lord comes to seek and save the lost.
Amen.
Still is.
Yes.
And He's walking through Politili.
Yeah, that's right.
And He's walking through here. And He's looking for someone who will, because they're tired inside. He's looking for someone who's sick of who they've become. He's looking for somebody who wants to change. He's looking for maybe a man who's like Zacchaeus, that's gotten tired. He doesn't want his children to seem like he wants to be a new creature. And Jesus walks by. And by the time Jesus gets done with that heart, if you give your heart to Him, He'll say, "Salvation's come. Salvation has come to this house. A new creature. A change has taken place." I want to encourage you tonight. The Lord's dealing with your heart. You have two ways you can respond to Him. These two men. One man came running, almost eager. But he went away sad. Because he wasn't willing. Another one, he tried to see. And he was a sinner man. Tried to see. And he couldn't. But something in his heart kept saying, "I've got to see Him."
Amen.
So he went down. He put forth the effort to go down and climb up in a tree and look. And again, I imagine when he was looking down there, he was like, "Oh, I wish I could tell Him what I need. Wish I could talk to Him." And Jesus stopped and looked up and said, "I want to talk to you too."
The
Lord wants to talk to you tonight. The Lord wants to offer you salvation. The Lord wants to change your heart. The Lord wants to give you peace. The Lord wants to set you on a high and a holy way, a pure way. Well, you don't have guilt in your heart anymore. I want to encourage you tonight. As the Lord's passing your way, won't you come? Won't you come give your heart to the Lord? You'll never regret it. Come and deal with the Lord this evening.